Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Colin Woodall joining us. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Many sectors of agriculture really hurting right now because of the Trump tariffs with China. For the beef industry, it's a little different. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that there's a lot of potential out there when it comes to the Chinese market for the U.S. beef industry. We've just got to see the president stay the course and get this done. But it's hard.
It is a tough time, Ron, and I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. And we have been here before on numerous occasions. So I think everybody needs to just take a deep breath and think about the long-term strategy, because I believe that's what the president is thinking about. The president has told us from the get-go, short-term pain for long-term gain when it comes to China. And we believe this is just another move in that particular game. We had hoped for the conclusion of the Chinese-U.S. talks. That did not happen. But I do believe this escalation of the trade war just continues to build the pressure to ultimately get us there. And if we can take down the barrier on the banning of our use of implanted hormones and the ban of our use of beta agonists, and we structure this as a more open market, we could turn China into a $4 billion market for U.S. beef. We think that's worth supporting the president and just holding on a little bit longer in these discussions.
I know some of the comments made by our ambassador, Mr. Lighthizer, in the last few days about, well, we were there and they backed off. You know, and that kind of just rang a bell with me that we've heard that before.
We have heard that there before, and that's why the pressure needs to continue to build. You know, these tariffs will hurt them. The continued pressure on protein needs, as we continue to see the issue of African swine fever over there, will continue to build pressure as well. So I believe we are still heading towards ultimately getting this done. It's just, as it always does with the Chinese, it's going to take a little bit longer.
You mentioned African swine fever. As you talk to some of your folks here inside the Washington Beltway, everybody's pretty well understanding that this is a big issue. It's obviously mostly pork, but it's a bigger issue than just pork.
It is a bigger issue than just pork. You know, all of us in livestock look at our other friends on diseases, because it's about many things. It's about the effort by USDA to ultimately keep foreign animal diseases out of this country, and also watching USDA that if we do see the introduction of a foreign animal disease, how quickly can they address this and help fix the problem. So that is why we are all looking at African swine fever, not just the pork industry.
Let's talk about some of the things going on inside the U.S. as far as some of our domestic issues. We're watching USDA continue to roll out kind of line by line the 18 farm law, the farm law that, of course, makes some fairly significant changes to 14 in the previous farm law. What are you watching, especially from a cattle point of view?
We are watching the rollout of the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. Right now, USDA is in the process of taking a lot of comments, talking to all of us. I think they will start to formulate their plan here over the summer, and hopefully we will see something rolled out into summer, early fall. But we know that this is a priority. It's a priority for us. It's a priority for the industry as a whole, and we do believe that USDA is going to be responsive here.
What's this thing really look like that would be most effective in being able to be responsive if we ever did see FMD arrive in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is keeping it out in the first place. And a portion of the Farm Bill funding was meant for state grants to help with the issue of prevention. But if it does come into place, having this vaccine bank stocked and ready to go is going to be critical. because it can help us slow down or stop the spread and also hopefully address the foreign market concerns that will pop up. Because we do know if we get foot and mouth disease, more than likely we're going to lose all of our foreign markets overnight. And that would be devastating to us, considering that all those are worth about $325 per head right now. We can't afford to lose $325 a head because of a lack of preparedness on the part of USDA.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.